this girl who he had come here, they had fallen in love. I'll make it short. It seems that they had fallen in love, and he was a realtor in Chicago. And they met at a dance. This girl and her mother were at this, evidently some big social thing in Chicago, you know. And she and Alfred met, Miss Annie and Alfred. So, Miss Annie thought he was just a gigolo, and evidently, and I mean her mother did. And they fell madly in love, but her mother told Miss Annie that if she married him, she would disown him. Well, she comes back home, and they correspond, and he comes down to see her every so often. And finally, Miss Annie's mother died and left her alone. And she had this huge, big home. And Mrs. Smith came down here and lived with her. And evidently loved her very dearly. And as I said, of course, nobody will ever know whether they lived together as man and wife or whether he just lived there. But he stayed with Miss Annie, and boy, Miss Annie got sick. That poor soul cried, and he did everything in the world that could be done. And I think Miss Annie left him everything she had.
Well, did she die a good bit before he did?
Yes, she died quite a number of years before he did. And he would just walk around, but the most, well, he certainly had been reared a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And the hottest day that came, we did not have air conditioning in that old library, and the hottest day that came, he would put on his, he had a wool sport coat, and he would never come to that library without his coat on. And I would go there and I'd say, Mrs. Smith, please take off your coat. I know you are burning. And he'd say, now, Ms. Herring, you know that my mother taught me never to take off my coat in the presence of ladies. I said, well, I'm a lady, but I wish you'd take it off because you're making me suffer.
Well, that's why he didn't have any kinfolk. He was originally from Chicago.
Yes.
He didn't have his soul down there.
But there wasn't, well, there wasn't anybody that he knew of anywhere that was living. All of his people were dead. But he was the most genteel person I think I've ever seen, and the most mannerly person. He had certainly been well reared. And I know one day he came over with one of these holiday magazines, you know. They're beautiful magazines, really, travel, you know. And the reason I know he knew so much, he came over one day and there was a picture of Venice, one of the big government buildings, you know. And he walked over to the desk, and Mrs. Murphy used to laugh. She's still our assistant director, but she used to go up the stairs after she came with us at the library. And she's cute as a bug, and she's, so she'd run up steps, and Mr. Smith would be watching. I'd always go up at noontime and take the desk. So she'd come back down, and she'd say, you know, Mr. Smith was so disappointed, he thought that was you coming. And I'd say, because I took the time to talk with him.
Yeah.
You know, he was lonely.
Well, old people appreciate
that. And he
that.
Would come over and so he'd always say, well, she's my ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
So I felt like that I was really doing the old gentleman. You know, I enjoyed it. But what I was going to tell you, he came over there that day and brought me that magazine. And he said, Miss Herring, Mrs. Herring, that's what he always said. And I said, yes, sir. He said, you see this and this and this and this, you know, the domes of the buildings, you know, and he'd tell me that which was gold and which was not and which was this and which was the other. He'd been in Russia and he was in the Hall of Mirrors.
Wow.
He had been in the Hall of Mirrors to a big dance.
Had he done this before he came here?
Oh, yes.
Before he met the
He
woman.
Had traveled, you know. Well, he had met Miss Annie before, I mean, while some of this went on, but he had traveled, you see.
Mm-hmm.